This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, according to a new poll that's out there, a majority of voters now see Donald Trump as a success, his administration, and Joe Biden as a failure. So I don't know, folks. Maybe there's some hope out there. maybe we're finally starting to turn a corner or head in the right direction. And maybe that's one of the reasons why at the correspondence dinner, Joe Biden once again repeated all these ridiculous things. Trump's going to be a dictator on day one. He said there would be a bloodbath if he's not reelected, and on it goes. It means, folks, that they are concerned about these poll numbers in general. They're concerned about how people view their time during the Trump administration, what their lives were like, and what their lives are like right now. And it's not just the rose-colored glasses of looking back at some past presidency and saying, boy, those were the days. They have absolute empirical proof that things were much better, and things are pretty terrible right now. That's not a great thing in the grand sense, because we don't want people to be suffering out there, but it has really become apparent. Folks, welcome to the program. Kyle Warren with you. Great to be with you here on this Monday edition of the show. 949-822-7959 is the number to call. We're going to open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour. You can also head over to my home website, kylewarrenshow.com, if you want to send us a direct message. This morning, we've already been hearing from Frederick up in New York City. We've heard from Driver Ron out in the Denver area. We heard from Mary and Wally there locally in Tampa. And so we're hearing from people, and we really do appreciate that. Somebody else that we really appreciate and we're glad to have along with us here in this Monday edition of the program is none other than Frank Salvato from UndergroundUSA.com and, of course, also author of the book Nullification. Good morning, Frank.
Mr. Kyle.
All right. Well, there's a lot to talk about. Certainly there's a lot to talk about. We'll talk politics as well, but I do want to get your take on the ongoing campus demonstrations. UCLA had some pretty good clashes, unfortunately, on Sunday. And at Harvard Yard, they took down the American flag and raised up the Palestinian flag.
Yeah, it's unacceptable. And the fact that there are some university administrators who are starting to take a less flat-footed tone on this to say, you know what, the policies are the policies for a reason. You transgress them. In many cases, you've broken laws. Therefore, there shall be consequences. They need to take that stance. It's not unreasonable to demand that everybody feel safe on a college campus. It's not unreasonable at all. And the actions of these protesters have continually shown that there is an air of hatred on these campuses, and in many cases, violence. So, you know, is it orchestrated? Yes, it is. It's coordinated and orchestrated, and it's funded by the same dark money that finances the radical left of the Democrat Party. It's been proven. They followed the money back. The Arabella Group, the Tides Foundation, they've been funding these local groups, these local pro-Palestinian, pro-Hamas groups on the college campuses and fueling this ignorant hatred that's happening. And when I say ignorant, I mean that. Mm-hmm. Half to three quarters of these kids don't know what they're protesting.
That's right.
And the other 25% are professional protesters. In UCLA and at Harvard and at Yale, you saw people who weren't even affiliated with the universities on campus starting all this garbage.
Yeah.
So it's this weird throwback romanticism to the 60s because they missed it? That's just stupid.
Indeed. And you mentioned about, you know, this stuff is just being kind of released, you know. It's almost as if they've been given license to just uncover the hatred that is underlying. And that's a huge concern because right now, I mean, it's for all intents and purposes, these are protests. But can you imagine if the true believers ever got the word that, okay, now it's time to October 7th all over the place in the U.S., imagine what they could be capable of doing.
Well, I'm going to imagine that Columbia would really want the NYPD on campus if that started ever happening.
Yeah.
You know, the fact that they're saying we're not going to call in law enforcement anymore when these things get out of control, that's stupid as well. If you're acting like a criminal, you should be treated like a criminal. But I guess in New York, if you're a criminal, you just get to have autonomy.
Right.
You know, now they want amnesty. And some of the professors are demanding amnesty because the protesters are concerned that their actions will have consequences. They might get suspended. They might not be able to take their finals. They might get expelled. It might follow them into their post-educational life. Well, hey, you did it. It should follow you. No amnesty. If you truly believed in your cause, you'd stand up and take it on the chin.
Well, that's right.
That just proves to me they don't know what they're protesting and they don't believe in the cause. It's just a fad.
Indeed. And for some, you know, they keep saying, well, we're protesting genocide. And it's not just that they're protesting, but they're also, their demands include divesting anything that these schools have. They're going after companies next. You know, anything that has any tie to Israel, at least to them, would be fair game and to their backers. And again, I think that's all part and parcel of a grander design to weaken the U.S. relationship with Israel and our ability to stand by them when more attacks come.
I'm not sure they think that deeply.
I'm giving them too much credit.
I think they're much more shallow. And if that's what they want to make sure that they're manipulating people's investment portfolios. The fact that most of these kids are from upper middle class and lower upper class families, maybe they should talk to their parents about making sure they're not investing in BlackRock.
Right. Yeah. Or their allowance. I'm not sure. All right. We'll stay right there, Frank. We're coming right back. More with Frank Salvato, undergroundusa.com. Don't you dare go anywhere.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is how we do every day. We keep grinding. And if you want to come and text us,
if you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay heating pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Having fun this morning on the program, even for a Monday, and that's actually part of our job, is to make sure the Monday morning goes by quickly, that if you're just waking up and you're just turning on your radio, that you're hearing us, and that we're hopefully making your morning go by just a little bit better. And if we've accomplished that, I think we've accomplished quite a lot. Kyle Warren with you, of course. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to open up the telephone lines for Frank Salvato from UndergroundUSA.com and, of course, author of the book Nullification. Good morning again, Frank.
Mr. Kyle.
All right. Well, you know, one of the things that we talk about a lot in one of your areas of expertise is what happens with radical Islam. Over in Germany, they've been protesting or marching, basically, and they've been calling for a caliphate. They are bashing democratic values and these kinds of things. And it just seems to me that here we go again, and of course they're upset against Israel as well. So we've heard people talk about they might be those who want to try to establish such a thing here in this country, where practically that would be very hard, but you still got a lot of extremists on both sides of the Atlantic.
Well, people need to understand when you say to the everyman, when you mention Islam or the Muslim faith, people automatically think, well, it's just another religion. After 9/11, some of us took it very seriously to dig into what that dogma was. And when you read the Quran in conjunction with the Hadith, it becomes painfully clear that it is a religion of conquest, devout Muslims are mandated by the word of Allah to establish a global caliphate under Islam, where every other religion and all the peoples of the world take a knee to Islam as their, for lack of a better word, overlord.
Mm-hmm.
It's mandated in the Quran. So if you're a devout Muslim, that's what you believe and that's what you have to do to please your God. So when you have these marches throughout Europe and in the West and in free nations where you have many religions and you have religious freedom, that's antithetical to what their mandate is. They're trying to expand the influence of Islam in the world. So when you look at that, it's not, and it is unreasonable, but I'm going to use that idea to move forward. It's not unreasonable to see why they're doing it. It's their religion. They don't get to go to heaven if they don't fulfill the mandates of their religion. So they're trying to expand it and then follow the word of their God. That doesn't mesh with the West. As much as, you know, I get called Islamophobic from the left all the time, but it's because they don't understand the Islamic religion.
Well, that's right. And obviously, you know, this is, especially what we're seeing in Germany is very disturbing. It's pretty much, I think, happening in Hamburg. But they're saying things like caliphate is the solution and this kind of thing. They want to impose it by hook or by crook. You know, it's not about, hey, you know, can I give you some literature or something like that? I mean, it's, I'm not trying to be funny, but it is based on the idea of conquering, using that term, and it's not something that, you know, sits well, especially with Americans.
It's a correct term to use, conquering.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you look at the map of Islamic influence and authority over the time since 600, it has ebbed and flowed by advancing through violence, not only in the north of Africa and throughout the Middle East, but into Europe all the way to Spain. And it's been pushed back into the Middle East twice.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got the people talk about the Ottoman Empire and it's almost just, well, it's just an era. Do a little bit of reading on it about how that came to be and what they did under their authority. And suddenly it's not so romantic. It's pretty brutal. So when in the modern day, this is another advancement into Europe. You know, when some of us were saying, hey, Europe, you better watch it, because all of these quote-unquote refugees that are leaving the Middle East, there's a purpose behind this exodus from their homelands. There's an expansion happening here.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and you look at the United States, like you said, you know, it's a little harder to do it here in the United States because of the protections we have under the Bill of Rights, even though they're eroding today. But you have places like Dearborn, Michigan, where they have set up Sharia councils and they don't use our legal system.
Right. That's exactly what I was going to ask you about, where, you know, we've heard about these things in various parts of Europe and France and other places over the years, the idea of the no-go areas. Mm-hmm. And that is very, very scary because, you know, it's one thing to say, well, we're going to have our own set of laws. But at the same time, then you could have abuse. You could have all kinds of things that are happening within that area that should not be happening, obviously, anywhere, but certainly not in this country. And law enforcement has no, I don't want to say jurisdiction, but no ability to really maintain law and order.
No, they don't. And that's the danger of having a parallel judicial system. You can't have that. Because you're correct. There are certain things that are allowed under Sharia law that are just horrible. You know, when you think about honor killings, we read about them every now and then, but they happen. And a man under Sharia law is absolutely within his right to discipline the females in his family any way he sees fit, including physical abuse. So Sharia law, read up on it. It's brutal. And it does not mesh with the West. I mean, it absolutely doesn't mesh with it, the individualism that's enshrined in Americanism. So to say, hey, man, live and let live. Okay, I'm willing to do that if you're willing to reform your religion. And that's never going to happen.
No.
You know, we've covered this before. The Quran, by the Muslim faith, is considered the literal word of God, not an interpretation, and not somebody telling the story. You know, not somebody interpreting the events. In the Bible, there's different gospels because even the disciples saw things a little bit differently. You know, in the Quran, it's, hey, Muhammad went out, God spoke to him. This is the literal word of God. So there's no interpreting it. And that's what makes it not mesh with the West.
Well, and if certainly one of the biggest examples is what happened, of course, when the Taliban took over again in Afghanistan, and the fate of the women there. I mean, just to bring that up, which I think is a significant issue here, just to bring that up is just horrifying. You know, as the father of daughters, I can't imagine this kind of thing.
Since the U.S. left Afghanistan and the Taliban took over, they are back to the days when Al-Qaeda was welcomed in that country. As far as women's rights are concerned, they can't go to school. They can't go into public without a male. They're right back to when women were treated like chattel.
Yeah.
And if you want to know what religious freedom's like in an Islamic country, take a look at what's happening in Egypt. You've got Coptic Christians in Egypt that wanted to renovate their church. And the Muslims in this small town said, you want to do what? That's forbidden under Islam. We're going to burn your houses down.
Yeah.
You know, so tell me where this is a wonderful thing that we have to look at Islam as a religion equal to Judaism or Christianity or Buddhism or any of the other great religions. I don't think it should have that kind of moniker. It's not a great religion. It's an oppressive dogma.
And it serves for the basis of political expansion, these kinds of things. Exactly.
Absolutely. Yeah, and absolutely.
And you want to, unfortunately, you know, we keep hearing about Donald Trump's going to be a dictator on day one. Well, this is the exact definition of being a dictator on day one and day a million at that point. That's just terrible. Frank, can you stick around for another segment?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay, that sounds great. Folks, stay right there. Much more with Frank Salvato, author of the book Nullification. UndergroundUSA.com is the website. We're going to come right back. Kyle Warren with you. Happy Monday, everybody.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. New Biden administration pollution regulations released last week will make it more expensive for energy companies to keep burning coal. The climate rule will require power companies to cut carbon dioxide emissions from coal power plants by 90% if they intend to operate past 2039. The EPA also issued separate regulations governing coal plants' hazardous air pollution, wastewater, and toxic ash waste. Altogether, those rules are widely expected to accelerate coal-fired power plant retirements if the regulations survive their inevitable court challenges. Gas prices have risen slightly as the weekend approached. According to AAA, the national average for a gallon of regular is $3.66, up 1 cent from yesterday. Drivers are paying 13 cents more than they were a week ago, with the lowest pump prices in Mississippi at $3.08 a gallon. USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Since there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I said, take it easy, baby. I worked all day and my feet feel just like lead. You got my shirt tail flying all over the place and the sweat popping out of my head. She said, I ain't possible for me to keep on working for the same old time to quit. She said, no possible for me to keep on dancing. I'm about to have myself a good.
All right. Well, this is pretty cool, especially for a Monday. You know, get you going here. And as we said, especially if you're just waking up, you're turning on your radio, and you got us. That's a pretty cool thing, I think, I hope. All right, folks, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you this morning, of course. 949-822-7959 is the number to call. If you have a question or comment for our guest, Frank Salvato from undergroundusa.com, and, of course, also author of the book Nullification, which you can find on Amazon. So welcome back again, Frank.
Mr. Kyle.
All right. Well, Frank, you know, during the break you had mentioned that there was a couple more things you wanted to add about the Reformation of Islam, and because we were talking about that right before we went to break.
Right. This is not a unique idea. There are people who happen to be Muslim who are actually trying to move that idea forward. People like Zudi Jasser and Walid Faris, people like Wafa Sultan. These are prominent voices within the Muslim community who are saying we've got to expunge the violence from our religion, even if it means interpreting the words of Allah. So it's not just me, you know, saying that something's got to change within that religion. There are people within the religion who understand that that dogma doesn't mesh up with the 21st century and certainly doesn't mesh up with the ideas of the West.
Well, indeed, and there's always that thought about justification. For example, I know a lot of these protesters, as you mentioned, some of them don't even know why they're there protesting. They just heard there was a protest, and so they really can't articulate to you a lot of these different ideas. But there are those who are the true believers, and they will justify any action that they want to do for feeling that what they're doing has some kind of righteousness to it. And that's what's kind of scary when it comes to the strict implementation of Sharia law, because there's this underlying, quote, justification, and you have to change that. I mean, that's a change of the heart.
No, that's a change of the culture.
Yeah.
You know, you've got this, whether we like to admit it or not, and sometimes, not a lot, but sometimes I'm even guilty of it. We live in a time where when you read the headline, you think you've read the article.
Mm-hmm.
If you talk about that, you know, a lot of these kids on campus who are protesting who don't know what they're talking about, they believe because they've talked about it with their friends to a nauseating extent that now we're experts on it. Now we're experts on the Palestinians because we support them. So we know their plight. We feel their plight. We understand. Well, you might want to emotionally be sycophantic with these people, but you have to figure out what you're being emotional about. There's a reason why Jordan, Saudi Arabia, even Iran, Iraq, Egypt, there's a reason why they don't want the Palestinians, that they haven't absorbed them. Like the Quran says, they must take care of their other Muslim brothers. And it's because of what they do. It's because of how they exist, how they live their lives. You know, they elected a terrorist organization to represent them. And then this terrorist organization uses the population as human shields to advance their cause. You know, imagine if the U.S. government did that to U.S. citizens. Mm-hmm. We'd have a revolutionary war again.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, Frank, it seems like a lot of this, the thrust of a lot of these, not just protests that we're seeing right now, but overall, the what's being communicated coming out of the terrorists, this idea that if Israel was suddenly wiped off the map tomorrow, suddenly all of our problems would be solved. I mean, they actually say things like the big problem in the world is Israel, its existence. I mean, just, you know, this is ridiculous hypothetical, but I don't think they'd even stop there. I mean, if Israel went out off the map tomorrow, they're not going to say, okay, that's good. Okay, we're standing down all terroristic activities. I think they would just continue.
No, you're absolutely right. This is just a battle to them.
Mm-hmm.
This is not the war. This is not the war. The war is the establishment of the global caliphate, and don't take my word for it. Listen to the people who are protesting in Germany. They want a global caliphate. It's mandated by their religion. So, okay, let's say they win, and suddenly Israel is pushed into the sea. Then the problem for them is not going to be the Jews. It's going to be the disenfranchisement of being able to do whatever they want to in any land whatsoever, whether it's against the law in that land or not, because it doesn't adhere to Sharia law. You know, so there's always going to be that devout Islamo-fascistic element within the Muslim community that will not be happy until they rule the world. And it just, you know, the left has to come to grips with this. And that means reading the Quran and understanding the Hadith and believing what they read.
Mm-hmm.
They have to become educated on this to understand the threat.
You know, even within that word Islamo-fascist, I think it's sometimes a little difficult to dissect in Western culture, because you hear the word Islamo or Islam and you think religion. You hear the word fascist and you think Mussolini, and it's like, how are those two things, you know, together? Is that, you know, some kind of weird thing? But it's actually exactly descriptive of what's happening and the kind of thing you could expect if you had this kind of government. or, you know, rulers, I should say.
When religious dogma is your constitution, you necessarily have a religious political apparatus. So the marriage of Islam and fascism, you're right, it's an accurate descriptor.
Mm-hmm.
It's an accurate descriptor because everything that touches a devout Muslim's life has to do with their religion. And anybody who doesn't follow their religion is inferior. That's why they call them infidels or dhimmis. You know, you're inferior. If you're not Muslim in a Muslim nation and it's run by devout Muslims, then you have to pay a tax because you're not Muslim in order for you to live in relative peace, which, as we've seen in Egypt, doesn't really happen.
Right. Right, exactly. And, you know, our government and certainly our State Department, you know, they keep saying, well, it's the two-state solution. You know, that's also so much a misnomer, you know, that somehow that would also solve the problems. I mean, are they that ridiculously out to lunch to believe that continually pushing the two-state solution is going to actually bring peace?
Yes, because in the Hamas charter, it said they say specifically they don't want it. They don't want it. You know, this has been a Western solution, this two-state solution idea. It has nothing to do with the players of the Middle East. They don't want it. So, yeah, you know, the Hamas and the Islamo-fascists in that community, they will take it because that's going to give them the ceasefire that they so desperately need in order not to get wiped off the face of the map,
mm-hmm.
which it's called a hudna. There is a phrase for it in the Muslim world, and that is the ceasefire to regroup and rearm and re-strategize. And it's done under the precipice of al-Taqiyya, which is the idea under the Muslim faith that you can lie if the ends justifies the means. That's what the radical left and Islamofascists have in common, which gives them a common bond. The end justifies the mean. It doesn't matter whether you're dealing with the truth.
And you mentioned, too, with the left, I mean, the left would certainly be more than happy to let a lot of the dirty work, as it were, be done by these extreme groups, you know, and they feel like, well, you know, they'll get part of this job done for us and we'll progress.
Well, you think about it. The Islamofascists are mandated under their dogma to rule the world. The Marxists are mandated under their dogma to rule the world. So they're cut out of the same cloth. The only problem with this is if one of them wins and it wipes out freedom and gets rid of the free West, they're going to end up fighting each other to the slaughter. Nobody's thinking things through. It's stupid.
I think you're really right about that, Frank. I'm not trying to laugh, but you're exactly right about that.
If you didn't laugh, you'd be crying.
No kidding. Well, Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com is the website. The book is Nullification. This has been a great discussion this morning, Frank. Thank you so much. We're going to talk to you on Friday.
Stay low, my friend.
You too. Take care. Frank Silvato, everybody. All right. I'm telling you, you're not getting this stuff other places, folks. We're glad to bring it to you. Stay right there because we're coming right back with Patrick Hyland, host of The Sports Zone.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
You know, one of the main things that you don't ever want to do in basketball is to run right smack dab into the coach. If you can help it, evidently that was unavoidable for the Minnesota Timberwolves. And their coach, Chris Finch, now has a torn patellar tendon in his right knee, I believe. That's a really, really tough break to have, obviously, and we certainly wish him well. We hope that he's going to be okay, no doubt about that. Well, folks, so we're going to talk with Patrick Hyland right now, host of the Sports Zone, right here on AM 860 The Answer, and you can hear Patrick on Sundays from 11 a.m. Eastern Time to 12 p.m. Eastern Time with the Sports Zone, again, right here on AM 860 The Answer. Without further ado, let's say good morning to Patrick Hyland. And, yeah, that was a very unfortunate event, wasn't it, Patrick?
It really was. I mean, it happens. It's unfortunate. Coaches sometimes get too close to the floor, you know, where they're playing, and guess what happens? that can happen. It's a foul. Some players have been real cute. They kind of, you know, purposely, you know, run into the coach as soon as he puts a step on the court.
Mm-hmm.
So that happens also. So, but look, Edwards, he scores 40 points. It's a Timberwolves sweep, the Suns. So Phoenix has done it. Minnesota looks good this year. They're going to be a record with in the playoffs. It's going to be very tough for teams to play and match up with them. So, you know, we'll see how that all transpires. Little golfing news.
Mm-hmm.
Rory McIlroy and Shane Lowry went in a playoff at the Zurich Classic in New Orleans. It's kind of a cool two-man competition they do in New Orleans now every year. I like it. It mixes things up a little bit. Out in Colorado, I haven't seen it in a while. Hopefully they'll get back to the Stapleford scoring system. Now it's kind of cool. If you get a birdie, you get 2 points. If you get an eagle, you get 5. If you par, you get nothing. If you make a bogey, you get -1, like in real golf, you know, because it's a different system, you know, the way they do the scoring. And then if you double bogey, though, you get a big fat 3. So it's really a kind of a cool system to make you play more aggressive. But, you know, if you get too aggressive, the penalty's worse. So mm-hmm. It's just a neat way to play golf. People like that.
Yeah.
You know, like yesterday, the two-man format, you know, a lot of people play in charity events and do four-man. Four guys go up and hit the ball, and you play the best ball. It's fun. So anyway, shout out to those two guys, the two great golfers. The Clippers, you know, they almost blew a 31-point lead, Kyle, against Dallas, but they hung in there. So now that's a good series, 2-2. That's going to go back and forth, so we'll see how that all transpires.
Mm-hmm.
And then, hey, let's give this kid Brunson 47 points he scored. He carried the Knicks past the 76ers. He's given them a 3-1 series lead now. So that's, real well. Sad situation happened. The Texans, player Dell, he sustained a wound here in Florida in a shooting. So, but he's released from the hospital. So mm-hmm. I wish him a quick recovery and hopefully that all works out for him. You know, people who like IndyCar. The team Penske, they went 1-2 in Indy yesterday, so congratulations to them. And how about the draft, man? Did you like the way the draft went from teams you pulled for out there, Kyle?
I heard about a couple of different things, but what do you think was the most significant, do you think?
Well, you know, everybody's talking about the Michael Penix Jr., you know, the Falcons taking him in the quarterback slot with the 8th pick after deciding Kirk Cousins to a $100 million guaranteed contract. Well, I can appreciate that, but Kirk Cousins is 36, coming off an Achilles tendon, you know, injury. And after you go through that, guys don't come back to the greatness they once had. And he wasn't the most mobile guy anyway. And anything can happen. And at 36, what does he have, 2 years left? You know, not too many Tom Brady's out there go past 40 and do anything.
Right.
And most guys, you know, you get into your late 30s, you've had your career. It's just age. You can't fool, you know, father time forever. You just can't. So I like the pick. A lot of people think I'm foolish for saying that, but it's kind of irony. Kirk Cousins was drafted after RG3, Robert Griffin III. The Washington Redskins took him in the first round, and then in the third round, Kirk Cousins was taken. Everybody's like, what are they doing? I said, what they're doing is making sure they have 2 great quarterbacks. So, and then look what happened. Poor RG3 got hurt, a real bad knee injury. They're in a bad turf field, and Kirk Cousins is still playing and you know, got the $100 million contract. But now he signs the big contract, a.k.a. drafted number one, let's say, and now they pick up Penix to back him up. So we'll see what happens. I think Michael Penix might be playing sooner than people think. and we'll see. At worst case, he learns for 2 years behind him. Mm-hmm. They're questioning his age because he's 24. Okay, it's kind of old for the draft, but so what? So at 26 he starts. Steve Young really didn't get going until he was 28. So you just don't know. You just don't know how things are going to transpire. A few teams did well. The Packers always seem to do well, Kyle. They really do. I think the Bucs did fantastic for all the Tampa Bay fans out there. The Barton kid is a great center from Duke. You want a center to be big, tough, and smart. Well, that's what you got with this kid. He's a very smart kid from Duke, and he's big and physical, and I think he's going to bring a good respect. The Bucs just lost Ryan Jensen. He retired, Kyle. He was a great center for the Bucs. Him and Brady worked real well together, and so did Mayfield and him. So hopefully this kid can work well with Baker Mayfield, and the Bucs can do something for the next 4 or 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
So those are a couple of things that happened in the draft that people were excited about. And the 6 quarterbacks, you know, were taken in the first round, Kyle. Another anomaly. And then nobody was taken in the second round, not one quarterback.
Okay.
And then in the third round, you got one. And then on Saturday, I mean, the fourth, fifth, and sixth round, it just turned out to be, let's go with another half a dozen quarterbacks. So it's funny how that went. I like the Bo Nix kid. I think he's going to do well. He played at Auburn, then he went out to Oregon. So there's a few cool things that happened. It's kind of funny, Cal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Brock Purdy now mystery relevant. You know, now that's become a big thing. And now the Jets had the last, you know, pick, mystery relevant. It's funny, mystery relevant gets more attention than the guy picked in, you know, the fifth round, you know, 200 versus, you know, the seventh pick.
Yeah.
You know, almost 300. So, you know, it's funny. It's funny how it works. That's just kind of cracks me up, to say the least. But it's always fun. Sports is a great release from, you know, life, Kyle, and work, and just a nice distraction for people who enjoy sports. And, you know, that's what you have. We all have to get away, but you also have to prepare yourself for your future. And that's where I come in and help out people every day, Kyle. You know, you have to find ways to save money in today's crazy economy, and then also plan for your future. And, you know, when you save money, you can enjoy more sporting events. When you have peace of mind, you're going to work better. You'll make more money, and you'll help more people out. And that's just kind of a philosophy I live by. Do a random act of kindness for your fellow man. Treat people with civility. And, you know, one thing I learned in life, Kyle,
mm-hmm.
and that's this. People really don't care what you know. They care how you feel about them. And
yeah.
I learned that a long time ago, and I've tried to live that way because that's what it's all about.
Indeed.
How do you feel, man? That's what I want to know. And how do you care for people? So I try to do that every day. Please, feel free to give me a call. I'll answer any questions for you. I'll get you in the right direction. 813-966-1052. Patrick Highland, Cal. God bless you. Have a great rest of the day and week. And I'll talk to you Wednesday morning, my friend.
Sounds good, Patrick. God bless. Thank you so much. Folks, we're out of here for the morning, but we're coming right back for the Tuesday edition tomorrow morning. Kyle Warren saying, go out there, make it a great day.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.